ओम शांति,
ओम शांति,
ओम शांति। अभी सब
नाउ
साइलेंस में स्थिर होकर
एवरीवन इज टू सिट इन अ कंप्लीट स्टेज ऑफ साइलेंस।
कानों द्वारा सुनना है।
यू आर टू लिसन थ्रू योर इयर्स।
और हमको मुख द्वारा बोलना है।
एंड आई विल बी स्पीकिंग थ्रू द माउथ बट ऑल ऑफ अस विल रिमेन इन साइलेंस।
ये जो हमारा तीस साल हो गया अभी।
दिस इज नाउ माय 30th ईयर।
हर संडे के बाबा ने नियम बना के दिया था
ऑफ प्रैक्टिसिंग दिस डिसिप्लिन ऑफ एन आवर्स मेडिटेशन फॉर सर्विंग द वर्ल्ड। एंड आई रिमेम्बर द डे
भाई हमारा हाजिर नहीं है जिसने बाबा से
देयर वाज अ ब्रदर हु टुक दिस इंस्पिरेशन
क्या करें
एज टू व्हाट वी शुड डू फॉर द सर्विस ऑफ द वर्ल्ड।
मधुबन से मीठे बाबा के प्रेरणा अनुसार
एंड अकॉर्डिंग टू द इंस्पिरेशन ऑफ स्वीट बाबा फ्रॉम मधुबन
ये जो नियम बना के बाबा ने दिया है।
बाबा हैज गिवन अस दिस डिसिप्लिन। आई एम नॉट आस्किंग यू टू रेज योर हैंड्स बट आई बिलीव दैट मेनी
जिन्होंने कभी मिस नहीं किया होगा।
देयर मे बी जस्ट अ फ्यू हु हैव नेवर मिस्ड दिस डिसिप्लिन।
मैं अपने दिल से कहेंगी
बट आई विल टेल यू फ्रॉम द डेप्थ ऑफ माई हार्ट डू नॉट मिस दिस।
किसी कारण से मिस नहीं किया हुआ है।
डू नॉट मिस दिस फॉर एनी रीजन।
क्योंकि विश्व शिवा
something which is dedicated to the service of the world where we sit in a gathering for this.
मेरे ख्याल में 11-12 साल हो गया।
I think there's been about 10 or 11 years
जो एक ही टाइम
that all together from 6:30 to 7:30 throughout the entire world we all sit for an hour's meditation for world service.
Meditation chalta hai
and meditation is going on in all places.
Kitni achhi seva.
It is such good service.
Sangathan mein baith vishwa ko
for us to sit together in a gathering and sit in meditation through which the world automatically receives peace. Even when we were in Karachi and living in Brij Koti, Baba said that when you sit in silence, there are many people who will have visions of this gathering. This is not a small thing or an easy thing.
प्रेयर में आवाज है।
इन प्रेयर देयर इज द साउंड ऑफ द वॉइस।
ये आवाज से परे
बट वॉट वी आर डूइंग इज बियॉन्ड द साउंड ऑफ द वॉइस।
एकाग्रता की शक्ति से
ऑल ऑफ अस इन द पावर ऑफ कॉन्सेंट्रेशन
मीठे बाबा के सर्वशक्तिमान बाबा के
and sweet and powerful Baba's in sweet and powerful Baba's remembrance there is nothing that creates fluctuation. No one's intellect shakes.
Ab andaaza lagao.
You can analyze this.
Ekdam zor se barsat padti hai.
Suppose it is raining very strongly or there is a very hot atmosphere and you see how the rain comes down and there are many people who feel this vibration is like the cool rain falling on their head.
Barsat
rain goes to so many places.
Ye anubhav kayon ke abhi
and even now many have this experience
jin is prakar ki itni ekagrata ki shakti se
but now by this kind of power of concentration which baba has
yaadan bitata tha
asked us to sit in remembrance for this. Once the song started people started getting up and looking around
jaise thehre hue the geet pura aaj baje to ab uthe
and you had the feeling that you're sitting and waiting for the song to play and then you can get up. But when we used to sit in front of baba we sat for so long time
जी कहता है बाबा आपके संग
Our life says, Baba, I want to be in your company and in such a big gathering. Of course, sitting alone, we cannot stay in so much remembrance as we can in the gathering because we get a lot of help from the gathering and also from the place. Because this atmosphere has been created over a long period. Why does anybody come into this hall? Either to listen to the murli, to listen to a class, or
silence
to sit in silence. And now I don't use the word meditation much these days. Because then you have to explain what it means. Because there are many different kinds of meditation. But now we say, let us sit in silence.
Silence में रहना मानना ही है.
To remain in silence means
रहेंगे अंतर्मुखी जो होंगे ना वो silence
You must remain in an introverted stage.
आवाज में नाम मात्र निमित मात्र आएंगे.
And you would only come into sound instrumentally, but much is accomplished through remaining in silence. The inspirations that come from Baba. As to how we should become servers at this time. We have been doing service and played a good part doing this for many years, but now the murlis that we are hearing are talking about the love of the heart and the love of and the understanding of the head. And I spoke with Dadi Gulzar about this, how Baba speaks to us so that we understand something. We understand through the intellect who we are and who Baba is. But if we can understand through the heart, who am I and who is my Baba, then there is no need to make any effort for those who understand with the heart. Whatever you have attained from Baba and what you are attaining, what you have attained and what you are attaining,
प्यार बच्चे की तरह से नहीं मिल रहा है.
You don't get so much from children. It is the father who gives love to the child. These are new children of Baba and he will give them a lot of love. And if anybody has not loved that child, then Baba will love that child more than anyone. To remember Baba is good, but to receive and take the love from the father is a great wonder. It is amazing, his love. We have remembrance and immediately we receive the wave of love and automatically we are established in remembrance. It's not that we have to set ourselves in remembrance, but we experience love and so the feeling of remembrance comes. Does anybody have this experience that you feel love and then automatically nobody else seems to be having this feeling that you feel Baba's love? Do you have this leakage going on which Baba spoke about? Do you cross the line of Mariyada even with a thumb or a finger? When you see the golden deer, is there a little bit of attraction? You go towards facilities, but do not do that. There are some very good children of Baba. Baba has called them the yogis who go all around and who are the intoxicated beggars. Their eyes cannot fall into any things or people. They do not get caught up. Even if they don't have a place to be or a bed to sleep on, or if there's nothing to eat, you will get something. Someone wrote to me in a very nice way, said, whatever is mine is Baba's, but then in the future, I at least have my two hands. It's a wonderful child of Baba. I still have two hands, so don't worry about my future. How many children of that, like that, will there be who say, "Don't worry about my future, where will I get my source from? I have my two hands. If I can eat, then I can do some work, and if I can work, then I will be all right." And those who have served very well, they never worry about whether they'll get food or medicine. It comes to them somehow or the other. They say, "Well, I don't want to take service. I don't want to take anything." And they find that people want to serve them, but they say, "No, I don't want to take service. You have to become like the example of the Dichirishi and do very, very deep service from the depth of your bones." And those who have done service from their bones, they have very strong bones. They're not like that crippled. Some people say, "Oh, I've done a lot of service, and this is why I have a bad back or bad arms." Nobody can say this. Sometimes people say, "This is why I can't get sleep. I'm very tired, but I can't get sleep." Perhaps the room isn't acceptable. Well, this thing or that thing is missing. Baba says, "Child, you just stay in my remembrance, and I will give you such good arrangements. Just those who stay in Baba's remembrance don't need that kind of sleep where somebody has to wake them up. No, you shouldn't have to be woken up. Neither is there difficulty going to sleep nor difficulty waking up. You have to become such a yogi, and you got the feeling that you have Baba to make you go to sleep. Baba goes and sees how all of his children are sleeping, how my child is sleeping. And as the day passes, the stages that you are in reflect the thoughts that you are having and the interaction that you are doing, and it's according to that that your sleep is such. This is my experience. Because what do you have to do throughout the day? What are you doing all day? You have to remain in remembrance and remind others. You have to do that karma which does that. We should be in such remembrance so that whether there are instruments or not, but we must remain yogi in the midst of that work and interaction. There shouldn't be any issue which would make you dependent, because if you become dependent, it means that you cannot be the one who claims your rights. Because dependence prevents you from claiming any rights. You must not be dependent on the elements of matter either. What did Baba say? As a blessing, your mind should be so powerful that no matter how bad the vibrations are or the person is, they change because of your power of the mind, and you remain safe from their negativity. Even if there is the murder of the innocents going on, you remain safe from that. And what do you have to do at that time? Give cooperation to them. And how will that be? It'll be through the power of silence. You heard Baba's message. So give it to me tomorrow, and I will read it to all of you, and both places will hear the message. Internet goes to all places, and people, if you want to see anything, see it through internet. But now I am saying, if you want to see anything, see it through silence. The power of silence. This time,
Baba ke milne ki akarshan mein,
in the attraction of meeting Baba,
sab Mahavir,
all other great warriors, the Mahavirs and the Maharatis, there's a difference between those two. Now Brian must come and sit in the front, right in front of Daddy, because the Mahavirs, the great warriors, and the elephant riders, it would be said, be careful, I am a Maharati, I live in a bodiless state. The mind of the cavalry jumps around, but the mind of the elephant riders remains stable. The elephant is very steady, very wise. If you sit on the elephant and ride on the elephant, you will enjoy it very much. The rishis, munis and tapasis, they used to sit on elephants. And so I haven't ridden on a horse, but I've enjoyed riding on elephants, especially in Thailand. So in Thailand I went riding on elephants. So nobody else had done what the Thailand people had done, and I was in an intoxicated state riding on those elephants. To sit on an elephant, you feel good. There's the feeling of being something. I'm a Raj Rishi sitting on this elephant. And so what is a Maharati? There is a dignity of being a Maharati, the elephant rider. If you sit on a horse, you don't know what you'll have to do. It makes you afraid. You don't know whether he's going to buck or kick or what, because you need to know how to hold the reins and control the horse. So what do I have to do? I have to be a Maharati, and then I can become the great brave warrior. Once Baba had said, you are a Maharati to me, remember this. It means, whatever action I do, others will see me and do the same. Those who are the cavalry, they don't think this way. The Maharati understands that the vibration will go according to what they think, and whatever they speak, it will have an impact. And so when you're sitting in remembrance, you won't sit in a casual way, you will be alert. Some people sit in a very casual way. They are clearly not Maharatis. The position of your seat, you see, in the history hall, our guests came and they experienced the influence of the history hall, and we told them how Baba would sit on the stool straight with his half lotus pose. Does anybody have the aim of sitting the same way Baba was sitting for an hour, for half an hour, for 8 or 10 hours? Do inner work and sit straight and stable. That is a Maharati. If the intellect wanders off in a second, then that's not stability. So there are three, the Maharatis, the cavalry and the infantry. And the infantry are people who get upset easily and they upset other people. They are pretty much dissatisfied. If you are slightly dissatisfied, but now we have to think of ourselves as university students. We're not young. The whole world is looking at us. Now everybody knows what Brahma Kumaris are and what they're doing and what the study is. There is so much study and sustenance that everyone is receiving. If you want to know how to move around, then this is how. You know how to sleep, you know how to wake up. And I saw among our guests, they were reading other virtues, they were reading the schedule, because there are two lists. One is the list of 36 virtues and the other is the schedule. And so there is the attention on the list of virtues to see that all of these are in me and am I acting accurately according to the schedule of the day. So whether you call this a school, a college or a university, it's one thing.
Present mark.
There must be the present mark. Let there not be any absent mark. Let there not be any a murli that you miss. A Maharati never misses the murli.
कभी मुरली मिस नहीं की होंगे
एंड आई नेवर हैव मिस्ड एनी मुरलीज
बाबा मिलता ही नहीं था मेरे से
बाबा वुड नॉट
बॉम्बे में जाऊं मुरली पहले सुननी
एंड आई हैड टू गो टू बॉम्बे
पर क्या आई हो
और आई ही सेड डिड यू रीड द मुरली एंड देन कम आई रीड द मुरलीज ऑफ 3 डेज एंड देन आई मेट बाबा बट आई वुडंट मीट बाबा विदाउट हैविंग रीड द मुरली फर्स्ट व्हिच हैड बीन मिसिंग व्हाइल आई वाज ट्रैवलिंग एंड सो आस्क योरसेल्फ एम आई अ महाराठी ए एन कैवलरी और एन इन्फेंट्री
हमारे दिल वाला मंदिर में भी दिखाते हैं
यू कैन सी दीज स्टैच्यूज इन द टेंपल ऑफ दिलवारा द पीपल हु राइड एलिफेंट्स एंड दोज हु राइड हॉर्सेस एंड देन द इन्फेंट्री देयर शुडंट बी एनी फ्लक्चुएशन इन द stage in your stage, nor should you be instrument for any disturbance in anybody else's stage. I should not be responsible for disturbing anyone's thoughts or minds. Silence means to look at the self and to check. And you have to check in such a way that nobody knows how you checked and then changed yourself. No one's eye, you see that, yes, this person was like that, but now they're something else. They're very intelligent. They are a Maharati. They've picked up the signal and the vibration reached them and they did what was necessary.
Baba se touching
they received the touching from Baba. But no, you can't do like that. It is as if Baba holds our mouth and says, no, you can't speak like that, or holds our feet. You can't take such a step. You cannot do such a thing. And there couldn't be anything that you would not have spoken to Baba about. You cannot do something. No, I can't do anything against principles. Why am I telling you these? Because Baba's coming in just a few days. And we need to make our stage such. Once, for many days I didn't get sleep. I don't know how many days. The senior brother Bishwa Kishore was there and he was in the next room. I had a problem with coughing and asthma, so I slept separately so that I didn't disturb anyone. So I was in the corner alone in the manager's quarter and Mama used to say, and Baba used to say, I said, should anybody sleep with you? I said, no. So if I can drink some warm water, but I'm not going to give anybody any trouble. And Vishwa Kishore had reached Baba. And he told Baba that she's not sleeping the whole day. Should we give her an injection for sleeping the whole night, rather? And Baba said, you cannot say this.
But
Baba from his room had given me such an injection of spiritual vibrations that I did go to sleep. Vishwa Kishore Bhai told this to Baba and I came to know about it later. But he said, don't tell her. And then he sent Mama to me. And he told her, get this daughter to go to sleep and then come. Why I'm telling you this, there's so much happiness of becoming Baba's, Mama came to me, and she hadn't come to me for many days, but she came in a very beautiful way, and she stood, she sent the message, and at that moment they made a special a drink with saffron and sugar and cardamom, and I drank that and went to sleep. Then at 4 a.m. Baba came. And he brought the red bananas, and he put butter on it and gave me that to eat. And then he said, "Now you go to sleep." And then I said, "No, I will eat with you, Baba." And in the day, I came in the manager's quarters and I ate. And then Baba always used to get me to eat with him. I'm telling you this so that you know how much I have received from Baba, how much happiness, how much fortune. Baba says, "Why are you looking at other people? Look at your own fortune. He is the bestower of fortune. He is my Baba. I am the fortunate one. I am fortunate. I am fortunate." And if you think about this deeply, through this thinking, and you feel, others will also feel, I'm fortunate, and this is service. Those who come into your company, they also feel, yes, I'm fortunate, I don't do anything, I'm just fortunate. I don't do anything. He says he doesn't think and he doesn't do anything.
Don't think.
So do not think.
Asochata.
Be free from thought.
Karte ve kartapan ke bhan se pare ho ja.
And whilst doing something, be free from the consciousness of doing, so that there isn't any arrogance.
Baba, o bhagya nahi hai.
Because then there isn't that sense of fortune. Baba is getting it done. It is fixed in drama. I am fortunate. And Baba has made me the instrument. I am fortunate. And so this is the great warrior, the great brave warrior, the Mahavir. This is the story of the great warrior.
Hanuman ko, Dardwaram ko.
Hanuman got hit, but Ram felt the pain of it. And this used to happen. And he was saying, "No, I am taking the pain of Janak. I was in the hospital." I'm telling you this so that everyone should understand. I'm a Mahavir. First think I'm a Maharati, the elephant rider, and then the Mahavir, the one who challenges Ravan. Be careful, I'm going to destroy your kingdom, you will see. You say that to Ravan. Maya may come in the form of an ant or a spider.
नहीं आ सकती.
But it can't get to me.
तो इतना ही भगवानो वाच्य.
So these other words of God, he says, "You are my Maharati child."
कौन कह रहा है? तू मेरे युद्ध के मैदान में रूहानी सेना में हो ना?
You are in the battlefield, in the spiritual army. And you are the great warrior, the brave. One hand you are the child, on the other hand you are in the army and you are on world service. In order to bring about the golden aged world and destroy all forms of sorrow and distress and bring about a world of peace and happiness. So each one individually has the right to become this.
Baba
always used to say, child, according to drama, anyone can become this, because the arrow can hit and the understanding can come. That comes through silence. A sound of the voice is not much necessary, and you don't need to think.
Dil se,
from your heart,
Baba ko yaad,
remember Baba,
jo right,
and then whatever is the right thing that has to happen, it will happen accurately at the right time. So from now, at least you must reach the class in time and have your Amrit Vela accurately in time. Each one should understand themselves to be a Maharati and not be careless. Day before yesterday I had said, and I am repeating also, the outside people's Maya is different, and the Maya that comes to Baba's children is something else. They live in the Mayavi world, the outside people, and we free them from that, and they come into this world and they think of moving forward. But those who have become Baba's children, they cannot be caught up in any activity, but you can't take a lift from your action. Baba does so much, but he remains free from the effect of it and detached from all of it. Be very independent from any feelings of insult or praise. Because if you get caught up in the activity, then there's no time for remembrance. The activity that you're involved in runs around in your head, and you have to understand that what you're doing is fixed. Its accomplishment is fixed. It is an instrument. You mustn't get under anybody's influence of their behavior or their nature. Some people you get impressed with, some people you dislike. If there's even a little bit of that, then Baba says, then you're not a yogi child of Baba. If you get influenced by someone's nature, whether it's good, if you say, yeah, this person helped me a lot, then that also means that you are a fail. Somebody did something, they made their fortune. It's not that they helped me, no. It's a very subtle thing. You have to keep your intellect very clean. And there has to be true remembrance in which internally you come into silence. It has to be so good. Whatever success you have to achieve is through your personal effort. You don't have to be concerned about service. Not at all. It's already fixed. It is destined. I cannot do these things alone. There are thousands of Baba's children who are with me, and we are all doing this together. Success comes when we have the cooperation of everybody. It's not that I did anything. Effort has to be such that each and every moment, each minute, there is success. This is your dignity. Let there not be any waste. This is the blessing of God, that there is no waste in my life. Baba said, you create the karmic account and then you expect me to finish it for you. Why did you create this karmic account? I have given you so much understanding that you have to finish your old karmic accounts and do not create new ones. Doesn't make any sense. If you have created an karmic account with anyone in this confluence age, it is a very strong bondage. And so this time, all of us have to become the conquerors over Maya, which is fixed anyway, but we also have to be the ones who make the elements of matter cool down. They are troubling everyone in the world now, but they can't trouble us. Now I am seeing the time, and so there are many points about matter that need to be shared with you. There are so many kinds of ways in which matter remains in order through our silence. Then only we will be able to rule in the golden age. We have to develop the sanskaras of being rulers at this time. In our kingdom, everyone will be happy in the golden age, but those sanskaras have to be developed here and now. Even if I don't come in the golden age or silver age, you come according to your own time, but the one who gives happiness and finishes sorrow are the children of the Supreme Being. And those who have destroyed sorrow and unhappiness and peacelessness from the world. You have to have conquest over the elements of matter and change it, make them function in a proper way as masters of matter. You have to play this role of the Mahavir. Now Diwali is coming, Dashera is past, and so we have to be practically ready.